At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Well, now, brand new music from the Rolling Stones. The sound of the Rolling Stones, Living in a Ghost Town. Now, Stuart Clark, are you there?
Good morning, Pat. Yeah, what a great single. Released last night at 7 o'clock. Very few people knew it was coming. It's dirty and sexy and loud. A reggae vibe too. Keith is a massive fan of Jamaican music. It is the Stones in their pomp. Wonderful stuff.
Wonderful stuff, and there's a video that goes with it, which is fantastic. It looks like it's been shot on maybe just a mobile phone, a cellular phone, all around the empty streets of London.
That's right. It was written over a year ago, but really captures the lockdown mood. Once the place was humming and the air was full of drumming, but now. They did their blues covers album, which we played on the show a couple of years ago, which was great, but this is the first original song in 8 years. It was started in London and Los Angeles, finished in isolation, splendid isolation in the Stones case. There's an album on the way and live shows once this craziness is over. If you missed them last week being brilliant on One World Together at Home, it's on YouTube.
Absolutely. The star performers, I think, of that show, the Stones, disappointed in Elton, disappointed in Paul McCartney, but the Stones, they certainly delivered. Anyway, you have a new album, and I listened to a lot of it last night. This is from Jerry Cinnamon called Sun Queen.
Thank you. so long ago that I used to sell nine bars. Live my life, I can prove it, cause I got scars. Chant my name while I'm strumming on my guitar. She said she had a thing for James.
Okay, that's called Sun Queen from the album The Bonnie. As I say, Stuart, I listened to a lot of it last night. It's acoustically driven and very attractive.
Raised on a healthy diet of Bob Dylan, Simon Garfunkel and Oasis. You could hear all those influences. Real name Gerard Crosby, 35, from Glasgow. You can kind of tell. Another artist who's decided the shops are closed, but I'm still releasing my record. There's been no record company hype, just hundreds of gigs and winning fans over one by one. He's a master storyteller. Jerry got one of the biggest crowds last year at the Picnic. He was fantastic and was down to play Independent Park Cork and Malahide Castle Dublin in June. Not happening now, but hopefully being rescheduled for summer 2001.
Okay, well now we want to go back and have a bit of history.
Radio Caroline was launched in 1964. It revolutionised radio in this country by playing pop music around the clock. By 1966, the number of rivals was growing all the time.
Later this week, yet another pirate will be anchored here off Harwich. Under the call sign of Swinging Radio England, this most powerful and largest of the pirates will go on the air round the clock in a bid to scuttle her rivals.
Whilst one new vessel was being launched, another was temporarily taken out of service in 1966. Caroline ran aground in winter storms near Frinton. Ironically, transistor radios had been banned from the beach the previous summer. Now they had the country's most popular radio station taking up valuable sandcastle space.
And within minutes, the rescue parties, including the police, arrived on the scene, and the DJs, the engineers, all came onto the beach, courtesy of Breech's Boy. And then they were, should we say, escorted down to the local nick. Hello, hello, hello. What are we doing here?
The great adventure ended a year later with a government bill banning the pirates. None of the DJs ended up with criminal records, although some of them have played a few since.
Well, there you are, some of the history of Radio Caroline. And the reason we're remembering Radio Caroline is the death during the week of its founder, Irishman Ronan O'Rahilly. And Stuart, you were part of the Radio Caroline story.
I was. Now, not in the 60s, I'm not that old, but on the third boat, the MV Ross Revenge in the 80s. For 10 weeks in one stretch, I was the hippie newsreader. And I have to say, the biggest adventure of my life, Ronan. I mean, goodness, what a character.
Now, he was such an innovator. I mean, we talked during the week about why he embarked on this pirate radio adventure, because he was managing Georgie Fame, I think it was, couldn't get his record played on either the BBC or Radio Luxembourg. What am I to do to get that music out there? And the answer was a ship.
Well, handily, his family owned the port of Grenoble, and he had a lot of money, so he fitted out the boat in late 1963, early 1964, launched on Easter Sunday. There ended up being two boats, one in the North Sea and the other just off the coast of the Isle of Man, so the signal thumped into Ireland. There are so many bands. I mean, the Animals, the Hollies, the Moody Blues, Status Quo, Donovan, Sandy Shaw, all got their big break on Caroline, who made London and Dublin really swing. They also made a surprise hit after the Dubliners' Seven Drunken Nights. I think a spot of Paola may have been involved. But Ronan did so much. He lived on the King's Road. He was a playboy. He loved to assume names. When I met him, he was identifying as Bobby Kennedy. and he handed me my 250 quid, which was big money for Caroline, in the pub under the table, saying, "Don't look at me, don't look at me," which made him so conspicuous. But he was involved with Marianne Faithfull. He managed George Lazenby. Now, this was an interesting one. George did his one James Bond film. And Roland said, this spy lark, nah, it's not going to catch on, George. I'll find something else for you. So that wasn't his best day's work, to be honest. But through thin and thin, often, he kept Caroline going. It's still on air, legally, in the UK and online. But the way he brought the boat back a couple of times, it came back in the 70s with Tom Hardy, formerly of Marconi House, one of the DJs. And that boat sunk. People nearly died, and everybody thought that was the end, but somehow Roland got another boat and kept on going.
Well, now we're going to play this from someone who would have been featured on the playlist of Radio Caroline. This is Marianne Faithfull. That's Marianne Faithfull, and As Tears Go By, erstwhile girlfriend of the aforeheard Mick Jagger, by the way. And you wanted us to play that, why?
It was played off the air in 1966 by Radio Caroline. Rona Riley produced her film, The Girl on the Motorcycle, in 1968, but mostly because the good news is that after 3 weeks struggling with COVID-19, very seriously ill, Marianne Faithfull has been discharged from hospital, which really gladdens the heart.
And that is good news indeed. Now, we want to talk about the cancellations of gigs and when they are ever likely to resume.
I think we all knew, Pat, they're going to be cancelled, but seeing it in black and white was pretty horrible and brought it home to people that there's not going to be a whole lot of music this summer, certainly not in the flesh. Online is a different matter. Now, MCD have daily updates on their site at noon. Wherever possible, they're rescheduling rather than cancelling, and they're hoping to have a full list of new dates ready by next Tuesday. Aitken Promotions are saying much the same. Altogether now are asking fans to stand with us and hold onto their tickets for next year. Electric Picnic still officially optimistic that they'll be running in September. 80,000 people will pray for a miracle, but yeah, I think for the time being we're doing our gig going online.
And finally, Stuart, some virtual gigs.
Yes, tonight at 11, rapper Post Malone is paying tribute to Kurt Cobain and Nirvana on his YouTube. He does a mean all apologies and has a Nirvana song title, Stay Away, tattooed on his face. Tomorrow, Pieta House are running a concert for hope on their Facebook. Now, the service is facing a massive financial crisis due to May's Darkness Into Light not being able to run. That raises a fortune for them. 80% of their money comes from private donations rather than the HSC or government, so you can see there's a real shortfall. Between 5 and 10 p.m. you'll be able to see Christy Dignam, Brian Kennedy, Paddy Casey, Ryan Sheridan, and assorted members of the Stunning, Hermitage Green, the Saw Doctors, the Four of Us, and the Riptide Movement. Have your credit cards ready.
Stuart Clark, Deputy Editor of Hot Press, thank you very much for joining us.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.